You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Ashley Winch, coming to you for the last time in Kansas City, Missouri.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Wednesday, April 10th, episode 3405.
Ah, Wednesday, the day we cover Glenn's favorite topic. Horse health. And Jamie makes you feel better about yourself with the latest weird news from around the world.
Let's go!
Happy Wednesday!
Glenn is off traveling to Equine Affair, where you can find him at the Horse Radio Network booth in 207 in the Bricker Building. You'll see him shining amongst the hustle and bustle in his signature cowboy hat. Glenn and Allison will be doing three special episodes from Equine Affair that will be on your feeds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are going to be on your normal Horses in the Morning and Auditor feeds. We also wanted to welcome you to join them at our listener meetup on Thursday, April 11th at 6:30 to connect with fellow listeners and HRN hosts. Because every horse friend is the best kind of friend. You can find the link to the restaurant and more in our show notes.
Now, I got to say, Ashley, before we go to Daily Winnie's, I would like for you to paint a picture of where you're broadcasting, because just a few weeks ago in the glamorous world of podcasting, we want to get the shows out. And I was sitting on a potty chair in the corner of my mother's bedroom using her nightstand holding my computer. Describe to everybody where you are sitting right now.
I am in a empty bedroom with luggage askewed and dog cages on a mattress on the floor with a tray table barely covering my pregnant stomach.
Oh my God, it's so hot, all of this.
It's ghetto as hell. I don't know what else to say.
So obviously you're pregnant, you're sitting there, and I know you're moving because your husband's in the military, which makes you in the military, which means you have to move when your husband has to move. So you guys are heading out soon. And where is he right now?
He is doing his final out processing with the colonel. So he gets a pass for now. He was home and managed all the movers yesterday. I just hid in a room because I just didn't want to deal with them. It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, the military existence is these people swoop in your house, they box everything up and they get it out. And I've talked to many military wives who are like, yes, we only had about half of our stuff damaged in the shipping. So good for you for hiding.
Yeah, I hide. And, you know, I do try to buy them with like treats. Like I got a dozen donuts in the morning. We order pizza at the end. We have drinks. We have snacks. Like, I do what I can, but it's inevitable that something will break. And, you know, at least we get paid out and then I get new stuff. So there's a silver lining, you know.
I remember when I was moving here. So when we moved from Arizona to Oklahoma, the military moves you one final time, right? So we've got all of our stuff, everything's lined up, and I've got all the horse stuff separate. And so we had like a giant tack room that they also packed up for us. And so I bought all of these awesome shipping halters, like breakaway shipping halters for all the horses. I mean, that's an investment. And I bought all these new halters and special lead ropes, like the Velcro things that go in. And I had them all in a pile outside of the tack room, like kind of near where the horses are. And it came time to go load them up as the truck was finishing. And I walked out and they weren't there. And I was like, hi, there was like a big pile of halters here with tags on them still. that are for sure. And they were like, oh, we packed those.
Oh, they're gone.
I was like, I'm going to need those. Where are they? And he was like, in a box in that tractor trailer.
Buried beneath tons of other things.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go buy some more shipping halters. I'll be back. Yeah, it was like, that's how efficient they are. They just scoop everything up, put it in a box, and move it. Yeah.
Everything. It's crazy. I tried a new tactic this time. I got bright yellow post-it notes, and I put them on everything I didn't want them to pack. And so far, so good. I haven't done a sweep yet today, but my house, I mean, it's completely empty. There's no TV, couch, table. Like, we're rocking the hobo chic minimalist thing for the next couple days.
At least you have a
days.
Mattress. Yes. You're fine. You're only, like, super pregnant and dealing with this. It's no big deal. No big deal. All right. Well, before we get to our first guest, I'm really excited about the show today. I think it's going to be pretty fun. Well, who's coming up today?
So we have Jake Fowler joining us, and he's the COO of Paddock Blade, which is a super cool tool that every farm horse owner needs. It looks to be, it goes on the back of your mower or tractor, and it makes cleaning pastures a breeze. So Jake's going to join us to talk about that. And then for our horse health report, we have Lucille joining us from Florida, and she's going to talk to us about PEMF, which is very exciting and something I don't know a whole lot about. So I'm excited to get educated.
We're good there. And of course, we're going to have some weird news. But first, let's get to Daily Winnies.
And for standing in for Glenn, I am honored to do the birthdays and hope I can pronounce them all right. And that's just lucky for me. So happy birthday to Logan Marie. And also congratulations on your recent wedding. We love a birthday wedding combo. Patricia Fay, Allison Anderson, Heidi Smith. And then we also had a bunch of our hosts' birthdays. We have a lot of Aries running around out there, I guess. Happy birthday as well to host Christy Landwar of The Reigning Show, Christy McCormack of the Show Jumping Podcast, and Debbie Laux of the Horsemanship Radio Show. So happy, happy, happy birthday to everyone.
All right, my Daily Winnie is kind of like pseudo Daily Winnie, more like an announcement. And that is that after a month of calling restaurants and places in Lexington and trying to figure out where we can meet up and eat at the Rolex Land Rover Defender Kentucky 3-Day, finally found a place. Yeah, one of the staples in Lexington and Kentucky is a restaurant called Ramsey's. I remember eating there when I lived there when I was 19. So Ramsey's, they have a Masterson Station location. So Google Ramsey's. They'll show you all the different locations that they have. We are going to meet on Friday night after a dressage at 6:30 at Ramsey's Masterson Station. It's not too terribly far from the horse park. It's about 10 minutes. So hopefully anybody listening, you don't have to be not just anybody that listens to this show that wants to come hang out with us. I booked it here's the thing. I ask people who's coming and then I get life stories and I just want numbers. So I put 20 to 25. So if there's going to be, if you guys are going to go, let's send me, if you're not an auditor and you have not seen all the posts and you want to come, you are so welcome to come. Just send me an email, jamie@horseradionetwork.com, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. Just say, hey, we want to come. We're going to be there Friday night. Let's do it. And then I can, if I have to up the numbers or drop numbers, whatever. I just said that. Karen from KPP is going to join us as well. So I'm really excited to see all you guys in Kentucky. What my favorite place on earth. I mean, everybody's favorite place. Shouldn't it be all of our favorite places?
I mean, it's the only place in the world that I go out of my way to take the scenic route, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So Kentucky, 6:30, Ramsey's Masterson Station, a Friday night. I think that's April 26th. Yes. So we'll see you guys there.
But first, a quick note from our Equine Network sponsor, US Rider.
Even under the best circumstances, travel is stressful for horses. We've all been there, stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. You can make the journey knowing that US Rider is there for you. Get peace of mind on the road with US Rider's nationwide 24/7 roadside assistance coverage for both you and your horse. Join today at usrider.org.
And joining us now is Jake Fowler, the COO and partner at Paddock Blade. Jake, thank you so much for joining us today. And the first question I wanted to ask you is if you could tell us the story about how the Paddock Blade came to be.
I'd love to. Thank you for having me on the show, Jamie. So as your savvy listeners might be able to tell, I'm actually from the UK, where the Paddock Blade was originally invented 8 years ago by my father. So the back end of 2016. And it was invented just out of a sheer need. Someone at the farm unit we had came up to us and said they were looking for a solution. After being pretty fed up with scooping up horse manure all day on a hot summer's day and being bitten by horse flies, so my dad built one for them, and then that was 8 years ago. I guess the rest is history. We've grown from there. We now manufacture and sell them in three continents and six countries. And by the end of the year, we'll be growing to six continents and around 12 countries.
This is cool. I have a friend that has one. And so I went to her farm to just try it out because it's such a cool idea. So basically, it's something you tow behind a four-wheeler or your Ranger or your Llama or whatever you use to tow. And it follows you around and it scoops up the manure and without having to pick each individual pile up. And I love that it was originated in the UK because y'all definitely have, most of the time you can use this. It's just you can't really use it during the mud times, I guess. But it's a fantastic product. Right.
No, I was going to say, it's as simple as that. It's a tow behind drag. It will collect anything in its path, primarily for horse manure. And it does suit to be better used in the summer months, in the drier months. And we certainly get a lot of rain in the UK. So it can't be used all year round, but for the months it can be used, it sure is beneficial.
Well, it's totally worth it. So I got to drive around one of my friends who has this and I'm cruising. I mean, it's super fun to like zip around your field and just watch the manure just disappear out from behind you. It's great. As somebody who spent years picking paddocks, I much appreciated it. But I was like, you know what? It's too small. Like I thought it's too small. And then I had to dump it. And I was like, actually, this is the perfect size because any bigger, you couldn't dump it because it's a big thing behind your tractor trailer. Y'all, your dad planned everything to the inch. I love it.
You've got that right. But I will tell you this. Over the 8 years, the design has been developed, refined, and redeveloped. It used to be a little heavier. It used to be a little bigger. We're always big fans of listening to what our customers want and their feedback. And over time, we've made it just a little bit lighter and actually a little bit smaller. But the design you see today will collect over 3.5 wheelbarrows, which, as you quite rightly stated, is that kind of perfect weight and size that you're able to dump it and maneuver it, but it's also heavy enough to do the job because it has to be heavy enough to handle the ground. You know, it's hitting rocks, it's hitting trees, it's hitting stumps, and we build it to handle all that, and we back it with a lifetime warranty. It's been refined over the years.
That is fantastic. So it makes cleaning paddocks easy. And tell her what's the design and how you kind of hook it to your vehicle.
Yeah, quick, fun, and easy is what we make it. And it's as quick as you can open it. It comes fully welded, ready built. No assembly needed. As quick as you can get it out the palletized packaging, you can hook it up to your vehicle. Any vehicle with a tow ball or hitch or a 3-point hitch. That's over 12 horsepower will do the job. So any side-by-side, ATV, tractor, even a pickup will do the job too. And it comes with a universal tow loop, so it will just drop over your ball or your hitch. You don't need any additional equipment. Like the design itself, we just like to make things quick and easy.
I love that you had a problem and your dad's like, I'm going to solve it. Tell me about your dad. He sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, no, he's a super cool guy. And look, we're always really upfront and honest about this. Neither of us were horse people when we started getting into this, but we've become horse people over time. And I'm sure your listeners will be able to identify with this, that you don't need to spend too much time around horses before you just fall in love with them, their energy, and you sure do become a horse person pretty quickly. So, yeah, me and my dad love horses. He's been the kind of guy, he's always inventing stuff. He invents the stuff and I sell it, and that's a pretty good team we have. And there's no slow up in him inventing stuff. We are going to be consistently bringing those products that you see in the UK and Europe and you're not seeing in America, and drip feeding them into the US market. So by the end of this year, we'll have a whole suite of products that will all be time and effort saving for the equestrian.
Oh, that's fantastic. I will tell you that the reason you're here today is because I saw this ad for the Paddock Blade on my Facebook feed, and I was so concerned that it wasn't going to be available in the US, and it is. So I love that you got it to us.
Yeah, well, look, we do things once and we do it right. There's a reason it took us 7 years to get to the US. We needed to find the right partners to partner with. We make them out of Texas. We also make them out of South Carolina as well. They're made to a very high standard, and we ship them within 24 hours. Wherever you buy them in the world, though, for anyone listening internationally, they're always made in your country. So we manufacture them in the UK, in Australia, and as I've just said, the US too. We started shipping them up to Canada. We'll be manufacturing in Canada soon, and in mainland Europe as well.
And US dollars, what's really cool, and I didn't know this, you guys have a variety of colors in the Paddock Blade. There's the blue, but there's also hot pink. I want a hot pink paddock picker.
Well, you've been more than welcome to have one. We'll have to get one to you. And this is actually exclusive news. We are dropping a Patriot Blade. So that's going to be a US flag color all over it. It's going to have stars on the side instead of the hexagonal pieces you see at the moment. There's 50 stars to represent 50 states, and that will be dropping on Memorial Day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. Well, where can people go see the blade, see what the cost is for them in their area, and pick one up?
Well, this is also exclusive news because I wanted to give you guys the first scoop. They're now available at all Northern Tool and Rural King stores, or you can just head to paddockblade.com. I've set up a discount for your listeners, so anyone listening to this can use the code HORSENETWORK. That's all one word, all capitals, HORSENETWORK. And that will get them $100 off and free shipping.
Oh, I mean, it's like it's free. Hello, you got to get one. Fantastic.
I can't make it any easier for you guys.
Jake, you're like your dad is a good inventor, but you're like a killer salesman, man. Man, that's pretty good. I didn't even know you were going to do that.
Well, nor did I. I just came out spur on the moment. No, I'm the kind of guy who's been selling. I'm the kind of guy who's been selling stuff since the playground. You know, I was the kind of guy you get your candy off in the playground. So it's always been in me, but my background is a plumber of 15 years. So I've always been around poop, never been able to get away from it. But no, I love what I do. I love selling and I love helping people. So that's why we have this business.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, guys, paddockblade.com. And Jake, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day just fantastic work, man.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Well, Jake was just a delight. I could listen to him talk all day, just like anyone with a British accent. But I love a father, son, a family, any family kind of business.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. And after we got off, you know, and got off the recording with him, he actually said that it picks up rocks in your pasture too. And it helps with, like, you know, horses getting hoofs bruised and everything. And again, the price is $1,500 around that for US. So just so everybody would get an idea of what it costs, but it is a cool piece of equipment. Go check it out. Paddock Blade.
And before we call our next guest, Lucille, we're going to hop on over to Stateline Tack.
No, I can't do it. You have to do it because every time I do the Stateline Tack commercial, it costs me money. So you have to do the commercial.
See, the good thing about being in the middle of moving is I can't buy or ship anything because I don't know where I'm going to be. So I am safe to look at Stateline Tack right now. Okay. And, you know, it's certainly starting, fly season is starting where I'm at. I know it's in full swing with you too. And so I thought we'd look at some of their fly sheets, fly masks, and fly sprays, all timely, time to get ready for those annoying little buggers. They have fly sheets starting at, I see some from 60, even 32. So some really great prices. I even see a zebra fly sheet, which honestly, even if I didn't have fly problems, I would just get my horse a zebra fly sheet at this point, just because why not? And of course, they have every brand you can imagine. Amigo, Defender, Equi Essentials, Ovation, Tough Rider, and everyone's favorite, Wethabita. And then on to fly masks, you know them, you love them, and your horses need them. Especially, you know, I ran into a lot of issues with my paint mare, and she had a snip on her nose that always got sunburnt. And I love to see the fly masks that go down and cover the nose. And finally, fly repellent. Who doesn't love it? I like to call it a horse girl perfume. Frankly, because I know I'm always spraying it all over myself as well and smelling like a citronella queen. So any of your fly repellent needs, be sure to go to statelinetech.com and use code HRN.
This Horse Health Report is brought to you by Daily Dose Equine Non-GMO Core Nutrition for horses and ponies of all ages. I would like to welcome to the show Lucille Vigaru, who is basically, you kind of do a little bit of everything. You're your own boss, which is fantastic. You're a freelance journalist for Equine Network, and you have a PEMF therapeutic kind of business. Welcome to the show, Lucille.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny is I have had PEMF done on the horses and myself. And as soon as I started reading that you were coming on, my back started to hurt and I need some PEMF. Oh, no. I love it so much.
We need to get you here to New York.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much. So tell everybody what PEMF is, first of all.
Yes, sure. So I own Propulsion Equine PEMF. We're based in New York, but we serve most of the Northeast and Florida. I have a small team of practitioners who provide PEMF along with a few other wellness modalities to mainly hunter-jumper show horses. And to answer your question, what PEMF actually is, it's an acronym for Pulse Electromagnetic Field, which the common brand names that you may know it by are MagnaWave or Pulse. Mainly. So PEMF, what it is, it's a drug-free, non-invasive modality that actually uses electromagnetic fields of energy to stimulate cell repair. It also improves circulation, reduces inflammation, promotes overall healing of the cells by essentially allowing the cell membrane to take in energy and oxygen and get rid of their waste products more efficiently. And this whole process allows the cell to function better, perform better, and repair itself better. And when you look at the entire horse or the entire human, that means the body is able to feel, perform, function, and recover at its best. Again, natural capacity, because we're not putting any drugs or medication into the horses. So that's essentially how it works. Would you like me to get into how we use it within the equine industry?
Sure. Yeah. So here's the thing. I will tell you that I had a horse that had some issues with laminitis and just had some kind of like general discomfort. And so I found a PEMF practitioner in Arizona, and he was like, "Do you want me? I want you to know what it feels like. So I'll do you first." And so I sat down and got it, and it immediately like went to my shoulder, which I later had surgery on, and I found the space in my back that kind of always hurts. And so basically what it seems like as the person getting it is it finds places that you have issues with and goes to work on those issues. Now, all of that being said, I am not a great sleeper, like at all. Like it's kind of known on the show. Mm-hmm. If I make it past 4 o'clock, like the world is right, you know. I got PEMF and I slept for 12 hours after I did it. And I'm like, so that's not just me. That's like a thing. Oh my God, it was amazing.
It's the thing. And you bring up a really good point that many people don't realize is that high powered PEMF. So picture the machine with the coils that come out of it that you put on your body or your horse's body, and you actually see the muscles pulsing gently. So high-powered PEMF can actually identify, localize, and compare areas of sensitivity. We're not diagnosing anything. We're also not telling you, you know, this is your shoulder joint versus a particular ligament or a particular muscle, but we're able to localize areas of sensitivity, which is hugely informative and hugely beneficial in your case and the case of the horses that we see.
So what does it do for horses? You can talk about that now.
What does it do for horses in terms of localizing the sensitivity or the benefits as a whole?
Well, like, what are some of the horses? Let's start with, what are some horses that you would recommend this for?
Okay, so most of our horses are actually sound, healthy performance or pleasure horses in work. Most of them don't have an injury or they're not lame. And we use PMF just like you would use other types of body work. We use it as a maintenance and a preventative modality to help keep the horses sound and comfortable and reduce their likelihood of having a compensation or overuse injury. So many of the horses we have are competitive show horses, and their owners keep them on a regular schedule with us so they continue feeling and performing at their best. We do have some with injuries or diseases. You mentioned laminitis. We do have horses that we see to help them, you know, reduce pain, reduce inflammation, promote healing, and get them back in the saddle. Yes.
Dumb it down
some more. Okay. All right. So picture a generator on wheels. We bring that out to the barn, and then we plug some hose-looking copper coils covered by silicone into the machine. And then we place those coils on different parts of the horse's body. And then when we turn on the machine, we actually have the field of electromagnetic energy that gets pulsed up to 16 inches deep into the horse's body. And when the signal finds an area of resistance in the tissues, this could come from inflammation, pain, soreness. Again, we're not diagnosing. We're only localizing that sensitivity. Then the signal hits resistance and gets sent back to the surface of the skin. And that shows up as muscle movement or muscle fasciculations. And as practitioners, we are looking and recording that sensitivity. And at the same time, the PMS is having those physiological effects that we described earlier, of allowing the cell membrane to take in ATP and oxygen and get rid of waste products. So we're helping in real time the cells function and repair themselves better.
Gotcha. So yeah, I know it's fantastic. Yeah. So how can people find a PEMF specialist in their area if we can't all travel to New York?
Okay, that is another great question. And the field of equine PMF has changed tremendously in the 3.5 years that I've been in the industry. When I started my practice in New York in 2020, there were virtually no practitioners and a very high demand for the service in the area. But through the pandemic, PMF has become very deprofessionalized, meaning anyone can now buy a machine online. You can even get one from pet stores or farm vet online if you want. Anyone can buy a machine. You can be certified within just a few days. You know, this is pros and cons. So the pros is PMS is now extremely accessible in many parts of the country. The flip side of that is that it's very possible for a rather unqualified, uncertified, and non-insured person to offer PMS services to horse owners. And, you know,
yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, if this is so easy to get, how can you tell if somebody knows what they're doing?
Exactly. And then these are powerful machines. So in uneducated hands, they can actually cause pain. And there are also contraindications and risks that you should know about to use them properly. So to answer your question, when you're looking for a PMS practitioner, look for one who comes well recommended from their loyal, consistent clients. Don't be afraid to ask them for a proof of certification, and then a big one, proof of liability insurance. Mm. You know how horses are. They can be unpredictable. We're, again, using some potentially risky machinery in the wrong hands. And I strongly believe that the PMS machine, the device itself, is only half of the equation when it comes to providing a good PMS session for your horse. The practitioner, the person who is operating the machine, they can be a wealth of knowledge and they can help you better understand what's going on with your horse. Again, not diagnosing, but localizing, tracking that sensitivity, tailoring the session to the horse's performance and health needs. So to that end, I would look for a PMF practitioner who's not only a horse person, is also certified, insured, has good recommendations, and is able to commit to seeing your horse on a consistent schedule. Because like all other types of body work, consistency is key. This is not a one-time fix. This is a regular modality that the benefits of PMF and really all the modalities that we use, they compound over time. So it's best to keep your horse on a regular schedule.
Absolutely. Lucille, your website is propulsionequine.com, and we'll have to have you back on to talk about kinesiology taping and the red light therapy, because I could talk to you for an hour about this kind of stuff. So we do appreciate you coming on. Propulsionequine.com is your website, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
I'm here with the mad scientist who developed Daily Dose Equine Horse Feeds, Janet Geyer. And I wanted to have a quick chat with you because Daily Dose Equine Horse Feed are non-GMO whole food nutrition based. And a lot of people go, oh, that comes from a small dedicated feed mill. I won't be able to get that when I travel. They're wrong, aren't they?
They are. You can get it through Chewy anywhere in the United States. Or if you live locally in Maryland and Northern Virginia, you can get it delivered.
There you go. Chewy.com. It will deliver it anywhere you want. You can also schedule delivery in advance so you can have it delivered every X number of days. And you can go in there to your account and change it every time you move horse show venues. So check it out today. DailyDoseEquine.com online or Chewy.com.
Time to learn why some days you're embarrassed to be part of the human race. In Jamie's Weird News.
It's that time of the week for Weird News, and I have a whole lot of weird news stories, and I'll tell you, is because I was out last Wednesday as well, so I have 2 weeks built up, and I want to thank all of you for the wonderful stories that you're sending me, and I really want to thank all of you who send me the disgusting, inappropriate, weird, like, scary, inappropriate, and like, yeah, anyway. I can't do those on the show, but just keep sending them because I'd love to read them. I think it's hilarious. So anyway, I would like to thank Glenn, Kathleen, Delia, Karen, Laureen, Danielle, Ina, Denise, Alicia, Michelle, Kelly, Lindsay, Scott, Serenity, Debbie, and Cheryl, all for sending me weird news stories. Remember, if you're ever reading the news and you're like, whoa, that's super weird, email that to me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. We're going to start with one in England, Ashley. And this is really sad because an animal lover found herself, she saw on the side of the road, I don't know if she was driving or walking, and she looked down and she saw a baby hedgehog, like a hedgehog on the side of the road. And she was like, oh my God, it's a hurt baby hedgehog. And so she got a box and she scooped it up and she called the vet and they're like, we're closed for tonight, but if you can just get it, you know, safe and warm. And, you know, so she put some water in there and she put some cat food in this box and she scooped up this little tiny baby hedgehog. And it's so cute. And she took it to the vet the next morning. So the veterinarian got the box and sets it on the counter and they're like, oh, it's so cute. And she reaches down to touch it and she's like, that doesn't feel like a baby hedgehog. It doesn't, it's not pokey. It's kind of soft and squishy. So she picks it up, scoops it up out of the box. It's not a baby hedgehog, Ashley.
What is it?
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's the top of somebody's ski cap. They call it the bobble on the top of a ski cap.
Oh!
This lady was like all worried about it all night long and she scooped off the road. It was like somebody's hat top, like the little ball on top of the hat. She went to the reception desk and told the lady who brought it in. The lady said, "You're joking. I thought it was adorable." And she said, "You did exactly the right thing by bringing it in, keeping it warm, providing appropriate food, in spite of the fact that it's not, in fact, a hedgehog.
That it's an inanimate object.
It's just the top of somebody's hat." So they do say that, you know, if you, she said, She was very sweet. Bless her. Her heart was in the right place.
That's right.
But I don't think she'll make that mistake again. Okay, this next story is weird. Okay. 56-year-old Consuelo Delbo and her daughter Isabella Delbo, who's 18, were arrested in Cyprus over the weekend because, well, okay. So they had a side gig going on. And what you could do, actually, is they were doing, like, you know, injections for people.
Oh, sure.
Mainly butt injections. Okay. Because, I mean, if you want a big old butt lift, what you should do, you want to get some plastic surgery on the cheap, you call Consuela and Isabella and they will take care of you. So they had a little place going and they rented a house. And this person came to get a butt injection and they were like, oh, you should take a Xanax first because you're going to need some relaxation.
Just take the edge off.
Take the edge off.
Yeah.
So they hand the customer some Xanax and the customer's looking at the table and they're explaining what they're going to do and everything. And turns out that the customer is actually a member of the police force. It's an undercover officer. So turns out it's very illegal to administer unregulated drugs by non-licensed providers. And they booked an undercover officer in Houston to come and get the injections. So they're all in jail. They found things like injecting silicone, mineral oil. People have injected cement and sealant into their body. And I would like to say that I did see the mugshot of this woman and her face. She's been doing some injections to herself on her face. And it is not amazing. So please do not black market book a butt injection from somebody who puts you in their basement to do it. Okay.
No, we don't go to Groupon for Botox. We don't go to the black market for BBLs. Like,
yeah,
we want board certified.
Yeah. Yeah. Go just like the PEMF practitioner was like, look for their insurance. You should probably do that if you're going to do things to yourself as well. Okay. There we go. PSA. All right. Next story is, well, there's an island off of Sicily. Okay. And it's a small, we're going to go to a tiny Italian island off the coast of Sicily. It's actually a couple hours. It's a volcanic island off the northern coast of Sicily. That's a part of the Aeolian chain. It's a tiny 2 square mile, island with 100 humans that live there. Okay.
Wow.
And why are they in weird news, you would ask? This tiny little island is in weird news. It's because about 20 years ago, a farmer released some goats onto the island to, like, help, you know, keep the island clear of
brush or whatever.
Brush and weeds and all that. Unfortunately, we have learned in weird news here that you do not put animals into places where they're not indigenous because there are no predators for the goats. And there's more goats now because the population has skyrocketed. There's more goats than humans. They have counted in a place where 100 people live on a 2 square mile island, 600 goats.
No.
And you know, if you have been around goats, you know how destructive they are. So they're causing problems for the local community. 600 goats in 2 square miles living alongside 100 people.
There's like goat gangs running the streets.
Yeah. So they used to stay in the cliffs of the volcanic kind of cliffs, but now they're wandering into people's yards, gardens, and in the homes. So these sweet people in Italy are like, you know what? We don't want to, like, cull them or kill them. So here is the way that they're going to handle it. And I, for one, would love to get involved. If you can go to the island, catch it, you can have it. You can just have it. Free goats. free goats. They say if you have the capacity to domesticate a goat, it could be a beautiful and more humane way to control the issue. Yeah. Let me get this straight. This is like hours by boat off the coast of Italy. And I'm like, who's going to schlep out there to get a dang goat? Anyway, weird news. It's weird for a reason. You can file a request, check this out, with the Adopt-A-Goat program for free, as long as you can catch the goats and get access to a boat that can then transport the goats to your house. You just have to mail in an official request by today. So the deadline, if the goats haven't been adopted, you may have to, they're going to extend it as needed, but you have 15 days to go get the goats.
What a deal. All you free need goats. Is boat, international boat transport, all the licensing, USDA ag approval, and you get some goats, some Italian goats, which I have to imagine they're going to be pretty fancy.
I mean, it's like they are free. So go get them. Go get them. All right. The last weird news story, we're going to go to our friends in Australia. And we're going to, you know, it wouldn't be weird news if we didn't have something about somebody flying in an airplane.
Oh, brother.
Okay. So Air New Zealand, it was deplaning after landing at Sydney Airport. It was a 3-hour flight from Auckland that went to Sydney, and 3 hours. And the plane landed without incident, and they were taxiing back. And that's a fairly big airport. So just like Dallas, it takes 20 to 30 minutes after you land to actually get to the gate because the pilot has to drive through all the places. Apparently, that was too long for a 53-year-old man who decided to make some bad decisions. There's a woman. And she is a mom of a 15-year-old daughter. And the woman was on the aisle. And the 15-year-old daughter was in the middle seat. And the man was in the window seat. Now, I would say his name, but it has not been released. But anyway, these two women are sitting there. The plane had been on the tarmac for 20 minutes waiting for them to taxi to the gate. The mother said that obviously this man was quite drunk and I guess couldn't hold it anymore and decided to just, you know, pee into a cup.
Oh my gosh.
At the window. That's not okay. You can't do that. You cannot urinate. So, they're like, excuse me, flight attendant. This guy's like totally peeing, right here next to my 15-year-old daughter.
Oh my
gross.
Gosh.
He should be arrested.
Somebody should clock him. I mean,
yeah, I know. Right. So they were like swarm, you know, the flight attendants are like, hey, you can't do that. Get up. Where do you think the cup of urine went?
No.
Poor flight attendant wore this man's urine, this drunk man's urine, and it exploded into the air and landed on a flight attendant. And then they just had to get the guy out. Now, Chad was in here when I was reading this, and he said that guy would go to jail. He's like, without a doubt, that guy would go to jail. No word on it. Apparently, Air New Zealand does not comment on individual incidents, but it does ban between 5 and 10 customers every month for disruptive behavior. Every month. So the reason I wanted to tell you the story is I was on a flight flying back from Florida, and I fly standby.
Sure.
As obviously. And so I'm standby. And a lot of times because you have to pay extra for the exit row seats, they're empty.
Right.
So I got the exit row seat and I was getting on the plane from Florida, and mind y'all, I am not okay at this point in my trip. So I'm heading home and there's a woman in my seat, and I'm walking down the aisle and she's in the exit row window, which is my seat. And you have to like be asked questions before you get on the exit row. I mean, it's no big deal, but like she's in my seat and she's not okay to sit in my seat. And so I walk up to her and I've got my little bag in my hand and I was like, hi, you're in my seat.
Yeah.
She's like, I need this seat. I need it. I was like, why do you need this seat? At that point, I look over and somebody's videotaping. I was like, oh, okay. So this is a thing.
We're
so
going full Karen.
We're going to go. So I was like, well, that's my seat. She's like, listen, and this is row 15. She's like, I have a window seat. Can you switch with me? I'm in 27. It's the very back of the plane.
Right.
And she was like, I need this seat. And here's the reason she needed the seat. I need this seat because I have anxiety and I need to sit next to a window that opens.
Oh, my Lanta.
And I was like, we're all going to die if she sits in this seat. She's going to have a panic attack and open the dang window.
You're going to have an Alaska Air moment.
Yeah. And so I was like, I mean, obviously in my state, I'm like, this person's crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, we'll see about that. And I walked to the back where the flight attendants were. And I'm like, hey, this lady's in my seat. And she says she needs a window to be able to open a window during the flight. And I feel like that's a little dangerous. And they're like, oh, you're the non-rep person. Goes, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. We'll handle it. So everybody's boarding the plane. The whole plane fills up. This lady clearly thinks she has scored the seat.
Oh, yeah. She won in her mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm in 27 in the back going, oh, God, this is like not. Yeah. And there's tons of empty seats on the plane. So it's not like she was going to be crammed. Anyway, so the flight attendants, once everybody's sat down, they can make their way up to where right. she is. And then I see, and I'm in 27 way in the back, but I see her standing up in the aisle and she's pointing at me and she's pointing at the captain. And then the flight crew comes out, the captain comes out, and then they evolve like all the flight attendants are surrounding her. And it is. And so they come back to me and they're like, okay, how about this? Can we put her in the middle seat? And you, and I was like, hell,
I'm not sitting next to her.
Crazy person. So I see the gate agent who like lets everybody have their seat, assigns the seats, comes back, and I can hear her for row 27. And she points to me and she goes, you can get back to your seat. And then she points, or you can get out. So I see this great, she's like, looks like a little like skinny blonde crackhead, right? And so she's like, starts to get up. And at this point, I notice that everybody is videotaping. Oh, it's like God. What people do in planes yeah. is you just turn on your video and let it go. And so she starts the walk of shame back to her seat. Now I have to walk to her seat. So we have to pass each other God. In the aisle.
I would be shaking. Super I would awkward. Be shaking.
Oh, I was just tired.
Yeah.
And so I get up to my seat. I scoot in and I sit down and the entire plane starts cheering.
Yay! Thank you! Yeah! That's amazing. Please tell me that you stood up and took a bow.
Oh, of course I did. Yes! I was speaking to everybody like I just won Miss America. I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this lady leans up. She's like, I'm so glad she's not in that seat. She's crazy. It was all me. Thank you very much. I deserve applause.
Yeah, get Jamie the key to the city or something. I mean, good night.
I mean, I earned it. Yeah. So anyway, but I still have been like looking for those videos, but it didn't get dramatic enough, I don't think, to make weird news. So anyway, so I'm just sharing with you my own personal weird news story. So Ashley, thank you for being here. I know Glenn's off doing some personal stuff, unfortunately, but I appreciate you coming in and filling in and letting your big pregnant self sit on a mattress on the floor while you're moving to Albuquerque. You're a superhero, so thank you for being here, and thanks for all you do.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. It's always my favorite when I can come and hang out with you or Glenn on the show, and even if it's on the mattress on the floor, I'm excited. Next time we'll chat, I'll be coming to you from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the sun is much warmer, and I'm just excited for next thing. So thank you so much for having me.
All right, everybody, have a great day. Spay, neuter, and geld.